USA News. I'm Richard Johnson. New England is the latest and last part of the USA to feel the wrath of a winter storm that's ravaged the western mountains, the Gulf Coast, the upper Midwest, and now the Northeast. As for its last gasp...
So we have one final push of this for today, and then we'll finally say goodbye to the storm system that has been deadly across the country. Snow totals across some of those higher elevations, really impressive. We could see 2 feet of snow across interior sections of New England for the mountain areas.
CNN meteorologist Jennifer Gray. Stormy times as well on Wall Street. The benchmark Dow Jones Industrial Average is on track for another huge loss. It's been down as many as 500 points today. The Keystone Pipeline is back online, but the shortages created by the leak-caused shutdown could be a concern. So the White House says it's releasing about 2 million barrels of crude from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve to help deal with it. Twitter has suspended the accounts of several journalists who cover the site and its owner, Elon Musk. He then jumped on a journalist's Twitter discussion to explain why.
There is not going to be any distinction in the future between journalists, civil journalists, and regular people. Everyone's going to be treated the same. You're not special because you're a journalist. You're a Twitter. You're a citizen.
Musk accused the banned journalists of doxing him by posting the whereabouts of his plane. That information is publicly available, and some of the banned reporters say they never did it anyway. 3 months after being diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, Jane Fonda says her cancer is now in remission, and she's ending chemotherapy. After a week at a U.S. military base, Brittany Griner's home in Arizona, the WNBA star thanked a lot of people in an Instagram post today. She said, "It feels so good to be home. The last 10 months have been a battle at every turn. Those 10 months in custody in Russia." This is USA News.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes. I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive results should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
These are very, very busy days at the U.S. Postal Service.
Today, we're going to run about 250,000 on just outgoing volume. That means volume going around the country.
That's Sergio Reynoso, who runs the huge USPS Center in North Texas. If you want your package to get to its destination by Christmas Day, the deadline for regular ground service is tomorrow. It's Monday for Priority Mail and the 23rd for Priority Mail Express. It is, of course, flu season, and for the past few years, that also means it's COVID season.
Health and Human Services Secretary Javier Becerra said the administration is offering more free at-home COVID tests and establishing pop-up mobile vaccination sites.
What we're doing is concentrating our efforts to make sure the communities that are most at risk get the help first and foremost.
The effort also includes providing support for health centers and nursing homes across the country. Becerra urged Americans to get their updated flu and COVID vaccines. He did say the administration anticipated a rise in COVID numbers during the winter. I'm Tyler Kuehl.
You've never seen anything like Avatar, The Way of Water.
13 years after the original, the sequel is setting records. Avatar, The Way of Water, racked up about $17 million in ticket sales in its premiere yesterday. The showbiz website Deadline says by tomorrow, the film will be on 4,100 movie screens all across the USA. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.